FM 108's number 9, El Paso, from Marty Robbins. An important record historically. The first song to make the charts that was over 4 minutes long. 22 weeks in the top 100, number 1 for 2 weeks. The late Marty Robbins on FM 108. Good morning, it's 3:26, Monday morning.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, one little kiss and Felina goodbye.
FM 108 at number 8, Save the Last Dance for Me by the Drifters with lead singer Benny King. Number 1 for 3 straight weeks. We just heard this man on In Touch with Yesterday. As a matter of fact, we've just heard this song on In Touch with Yesterday, but this is as much a part of the 60s and 80s as any other tune this morning. So we're going to repeat it at number 8, The Drifters, here on 108.
You can dance every dance with the guy who gives you the eye to let him hold you tight. Say the last dance for me.
FM 108, number 7, I'm Sorry, from Brenda Lee, her second of 2 number 1 chart hits for that year. 23 weeks in the top 100, number 1 for 3 weeks, number 7. FM 108, Brenda Lee checking in at number 7 as we count down the top 60 records of 1960. I'm Russ Horton. The Doctor's All Night Medicine Show is on the air until 6 a.m. this morning, Jim Paulson time. Well, we're into the top 6 records. They're coming up in just a few moments. As a matter of fact, 1, 2, 3. Oh, 3 tunes from him in the top 6, huh? Join us here at FM 108 Monday night at 11:30 for part 5 of Elvis, the Early Years. Elvis appears on the Ed Sullivan Show in a record 54 million watch. Don't miss the continuing story of Elvis here in FM 108 tonight at 11:30 p.m. We'll check what went on with you. Yeah, Running Bear? No, it's not my name. We'll check what went on in sports from last night. Of course, Baltimore are world champions. We'll get more detail in just a moment. Also, lay the weather on you, too. And song number 6 as well. It's all here on 108 this morning.
And
driving this morning, drive with extreme care. The rain might not be falling down at this point in time, but it could happen very soon. And anyway, the roads are kind of slick, so if you're driving this morning, drive with care, all right? FM 108 weather, cloudy with isolated showers overnight. Today will be partly cloudy with brisk southwesterly winds. Low overnight near 7, the high today near 10. Probability of precipitation is 50% overnight, 40% later today, and the outlook for Tuesday, partly cloudy and cool. Currently, we're standing at 7 degrees Celsius, or sitting at 7 degrees Celsius, or 45 on the Fahrenheit scale. The Orioles are the new world champions. They beat the Phillies 5-0 and took the series 4-1 last night in Philadelphia. In NHL action, the Leafs hammered New Jersey 4-1 in New Jersey, in fact. The Islanders edged the Sabres 3-2. Quebec doubled the Capitals 4-2. The Rangers slid by the Flyers 5-4. Edmonton whipped Calgary 5-1. And the Blackhawks got by Minnesota. And the scoreline there was 4-3. Back to the countdown now on FM 108. Number 6, Running Bear. Yes, Johnny Preston. The song was written by the Big Bopper. And that's him doing the background as well. Number 1 for 3 weeks, 27 weeks on the charts, almost 7 months.
On the bank of the river, with a love that can die.
FM 108, there's Running Bear, Johnny Preston, in at number 6 this morning. At number 5, Stuck on You from Elvis Presley. Elvis made 3 appearances on the countdown, and they're all here in the top 5. Stuck on You was the top 100 hitmaker 16 weeks, in fact, and held the number 1 spot for 4 weeks.
You can shake an apple off an apple tree. I'm gonna stick like glue, yeah, yeah, because I'm stuck on you.
A tube of pages, like there, the King. FM 108, number 5, Stuck on You. Ooh, yeah. Well, how many more times does he show up? Well, we'll get to more of that later. We are counting down the top 60 records of 1960 from FM 108. This is a repeat program from Saturday morning. And also, by the way, we'll be doing the top 60 of 1970 coming up later on tonight at midnight. This is Russ Orton, the Doctor's All Night Medicine Show. It is 3:45 on a Monday morning, getting ever closer to your work time, I would imagine. You can get there a lot easier if you listen to Jim Paulson between 6 and 9 each and every weekday morning. Listen, if you're a folk fan, tune into FM 108's Folk Show Wednesday nights at 11:30 p.m. If you miss the program, you can catch a repeat Saturdays at 5:30 right here on FM 108 following our countdowns. That's the Folk Show, 11:30 p.m. Wednesdays, repeated at 5:30 on Saturdays right here on FM 108. And we shall be back in 120 seconds from now. FM 108, and back to the top four records now of 1960. Number four, Caffey's Clown. From the Everly Brothers, they recently made a comeback in England. However, no further plans have been announced for any more shows, as they still apparently are not speaking. Caffey's Clown was their last number one hit and held that position for 5 straight weeks. FM 108, number 3, it's now or never for Elvis Presley. 20 weeks in the top 100, 5 weeks at the top.
It's now or never. It's now or never.
FM 108, he's back again, number 2. Are you lonesome tonight, Elvis Presley? This one was 6 weeks in the number 1 position.
Are you lonesome tonight? Are you lonesome tonight?
FM 108, Elvis Presley in the number 2 song of 1960. Here's the one we've all been waiting for this morning, number 1. Number 1 for 9 straight weeks. Number 1 for the year. Number 1 for the decade. Number 1, theme from A Summer Place. Here is Percy Faith on 108. FM 108 with the number 1 tune of 1960, theme from A Summer Place. Percy Faith, number 1 for 9 straight weeks, number 1 for the year, and number 1 for the decade. The top 60 of 1960 was written and produced by Norman B., just a part of FM 108's Double 60 Countdown Series. I'll be back tonight at midnight with the top 60 of 1970. And I will also be back at 4:05 following the news with the FM 108 weather. And more memory music right through until 6. Good morning. This is FM 108, Monday morning, coming up to 4 a.m. Eastern Time.
This is Bobby Tossin' and Turnin' Lewis. Now, if you want to hear great oldies, listen to FM 108 all the time.
This is Bill Marshall with the Broadcast News Report. The head of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency says he expects the U.S. government will take action on the issue of...